You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
You've worked hard and made sacrifices to save for your retirement, and you should obviously be very proud of that. But that doesn't mean you're ready to retire. Ask yourself, what's my plan to reduce my taxes with your IRA, 401k, and things like that? What's your plan to file for Social Security for you if you're married, your spouse, to avoid losing out on tens of thousands of dollars in benefits? What's my plan to generate income from different sources in retirement so that you're not worrying about running out of money? There's so many moving parts, it's easy to underestimate or overlook a critical issue. And that's why you need to figure all this out now before you retire. Otherwise, there could be dramatic changes to your lifestyle, or worse yet, what you don't want to ever do is look for another job. Welcome to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And we see people coming into our office for the first time that have made mistakes. It's common, right? It's heartbreaking sometimes because often it's too late. If it's too late and there's nothing you can do about it and you're retired, that's a big dilemma. And, you know, when folks walk into our office and we can't help them in that situation, that's, you know, heartbreaking. So how do you ensure that you have all your bases covered? Coming up on today's show, we're calling it the ultimate 10-point retirement checklist. From decades of financial planning experience, including some defensive tax planning strategies that could save you a large amount in retirement, your options to turn your savings into an income workhorse in retirement, plus the best defense against the skyrocketing cost of healthcare and long-term care. So Keith and Matt, welcome to the show. We're going to get right into it and start with number one. We talked about this 10-point checklist. Number one, having a plan to reduce your taxes in retirement, Matt. We've talked about this for people are probably sick of it, but all the piggy bank examples and, you know, throwing money out the window from a tax standpoint. But That's a huge thing you have to deal with.
Well, I think one thing that we really want to stress for people is just the difference between tax preparing and then tax planning.
It's like rear view mirror versus windshield.
And right? That's exactly what it is. I mean, think of it as your CPA, you know, or your accountant, or H&R Block, or whomever that may be. Their main job is to sort of look in the rear view mirror and just say, okay, what can we do now for, you know, 2019 to save you money on taxes? And it's like, okay, that's all well and good because they want to save you taxes this year. But what happens if we kick the can down the road? You know, what happens if we're not actually addressing the problem of the fact that if a lot of our clients end up having a lot of IRA, 401k, all this money has never been taxed before. So you absolutely need to have a plan to reduce these taxes because most folks, again, that's what they're retiring on is their IRAs and 401ks, which have never been taxed.
Matt, that's a great point because a lot of folks right now, they're meeting in 2020 and they're trying to figure out any last minute things we can do for 2019 when the real, you know, you should do that, but really you should say, all right, how do we affect 2021, 22, 23, look in the windshield and the horizon and get ahead of these tax strategies.
Yeah. And, you know, some other things that you could potentially do, you know, we did this a lot with some of our clients with the recent market volatility is what we call tax loss harvesting, where you're able to sell some of the losses in your portfolio, carry those losses over, and you're able to take them against future gains. So it can provide liquidity to you in the future, or if you need it this year, and eliminate or lower taxes for you.
And Matt, let's go right to number two on the checklist for these 10 items we want to cover today to make sure you're ready for retirement. have a plan to withdraw money from your IRA or 401k. You know, just leaving it out there and saying, yeah, we'll just draw from it down the road. There really needs to be a plan for it.
Well, that's the thing. So just so all of our listeners know, I mean, when we talk about, you know, IRAs, 401ks, as a reminder, all this money has never been taxed before. You know, you got a write-off when you first put the money in, whether it was through your employer or just through your own IRA at that point in time. But now, okay. Now, sort of like the buck stops here, you kick the can down the road, and you have a partner in your retirement, you know, and his name is Uncle Sam. The IRS now owns a chunk. I mean, you basically have a debt that you need to pay to Uncle Sam at that point. And so now it's a question of, okay, how do I withdraw the money? How do I actually take income from my IRAs without, you know, going into new tax brackets? You know, it's like, do you know what those tax brackets are? Do you know what would happen if your taxes went up? Because it's low-hanging fruit right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's one thing I certainly want to mention that people need to have a plan for, is because people think income taxes, they think, oh, okay, well, I'm going to be all right. I'm not working anymore. You know, I just have Social Security. And it's like, well, no, income taxes are just as important when you're working income, as it is to retirement income, because all these things, as I mentioned, IRAs and 401ks, they're all pre-tax dollars, and so they're subject to the same taxation.
And we're going to get into this even later this segment, but there's families, and everyone's situation is different. These are, you know, hypothetical, but also real life situations that come up that if you get ahead of problems, you can actually run, we can run analysis. We call it the tax analysis, that we can show folks, hey, if we do this, that, X, Y, Z now, here's what we can save you going forward. And that adds up to a large amount sometimes, not for everyone, but there's a lot of planning that needs to be done now. And that, Keith, that brings me to the third point in this 10-point checklist, getting ready for retirement and being in retirement. We need to have a plan to navigate required minimum distributions.
Absolutely. You need to know where you get. Most people also, you know, say you didn't need a required minimum distribution, or say you didn't need your IRAs. Most folks are told to defer, perpetually growing these IRAs, and then all of a sudden they get hit with a tidal wave of these required minimum distributions and they didn't need them. So you should be looking at strategies, like Derek said a minute ago, to navigate and try to find ways to put yourself in a better tax situation. We've talked about it time in and time out on the show. You know, things like Roth IRA conversions are a very popular strategy that people have been implementing since the new tax law. And it's something folks should definitely still be looking to do. That also goes into the new SECURE Act that passed, which really affects two things. When you take your required minimum distribution, 70 and a half, no longer, now it's 72. But also, not to jump ahead, you know, a few segments, but how people are going to inherit these types of funds. So
definitely,
not only does it impact you, it impacts your family, and it could impact generations.
Sorry to interrupt. I was going to say, I mean, like, what was it we saw the other day, Derek? It was like, hold on, I'm trying to get, yeah, the rule book for all this RMDs and for managing this stuff are over 300, according to MarketWatch, only 300 penalties, 300 pages plus, and then the penalties are extremely high too, where it's like, it's a 50% penalty for underpayment of RMDs.
Crazy.
So let's say your RMD was $40,000 and you neglected to take that, you could potentially pay a penalty of up to $20,000. Wow. So, I mean, this is why you guys need a plan, because people end up paying more than they have to.
And like Keith said, everyone else is telling you to defer. We're telling you to get ahead of it, right?
Absolutely.
Get ahead of it. Maybe pay some now to pay less later. So let me ask you a question. What would you do with an extra $173,417 in retirement? That's how much a Milton couple could save in taxes with their 401k and IRA using our defensive tax planning strategies. And an extra $173,417 could obviously go a long way in retirement. So do you have an IRA or 401k? Learn exactly how much you can save with our free retirement tax analysis. This free analysis can be done over the phone, video conference, or in person at one of our offices in Braintree, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, or Hyannis, and it takes very little time to get this analysis completed. You'll discover the defensive tax planning strategies that could save tens of thousands, if not more, with your IRA, 401k, pension, or other tax-deferred accounts. You might expect to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for a customized analysis. We're going to underwrite 100% of the cost for the first 10 qualified listeners today. So if you've saved more than $250,000, call to schedule your free analysis now at 508- 952-6314 1-6. Learn exactly how much you could save in taxes in retirement, again, by calling 508-952-6316. These examples are obviously for illustrative purposes only. Results may vary, but give us a call to see if this type of tax savings is available for you. 508-952-6316. Will the stock market come roaring back, or is there a lot more carnage to come? Coming up next, what you could do now to minimize your risk.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. If you're wondering how recent events will change the way you need to plan for retirement, you're not alone. It doesn't have to be complicated. In the end, all you need to know is that your money is secure, it can grow, and that you'll have enough income to support your lifestyle later in life. So, why not join SHP Financial for a complimentary educational dinner at Strega Prime in Woburn on August 11th or 13th at 6 p.m. Events will have limited seating, as SHP is following and enforcing all sanitation and social distancing guidelines. Call 800-227-7777 or go to shpworkshops.com to register now. This is a chance to get your retirement questions answered and learn how SHP Financial's five-step retirement roadmap process can help you live out the retirement of your dreams. Don't miss SHP Financial at Strega Prime in Woburn on August 11th or 13th. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpworkshops.com. If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? The professionals at SHP Financial focus on smart planning and execution. Their team is dedicated to helping you retire successfully while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today by requesting a free audio version of their retirement roadmap book by texting SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000. Listen on the go, at the gym, or while you work. SHP's retirement roadmap book shows you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan focusing on five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Right now, you can get your free audio version of SHP's book by texting SHP to 21000. Just text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000 to start listening and preparing for your retirement roadmap journey. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
You've worked hard and made sacrifices to save for your retirement, but that doesn't mean you're ready to retire. Taxes, Social Security, RMDs, IRAs, 401ks, risk, income, the list goes on and on because there's so many moving parts, and it's easy to underestimate or even overlook critical issues that could needlessly cost you in your retirement. Welcome back to the SHP Retirement Roadmap Show. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck, and today we're giving you the ultimate 10-point retirement checklist from decades of our financial planning experience. Coming up in this segment, strategy that could help you reduce your risk in an uncertain market, plus how you could try to, as best you can, wring every single nickel out of your Social Security benefits that are rightfully yours. And coming up, you know, Matt, we talked about reducing risk as being so important. And part of our retirement roadmap process that we've, you know, since we opened our doors here in 2003, it's amazing how many folks come to us and they're getting ready to retire, and we analyze their risk, and there's like, wow, there's so much risk in your portfolio. I can't believe you're walking that, you know, tightrope when you're about to retire in the next few years. And that's the first thing we want to address.
No, so true. I mean, how often have we talked about, whether it's on the radio or whether it is, you know, obviously in person and during our events when we could have events, in the sense of the, you know, the idea of just having a purpose, you know, having a plan, not just a portfolio. And, you know, a lot of people, as I said, they would come to us, they'll say, oh, I have a stock here and a bond here and all that stuff. But it's like, all right, do you realize how risky this is, you know, at this point? Does it match up? I mean, do you plan on working until 75?
How many examples did we give from in the last 10 years from 2008? Mm-hmm. And folks that came in after 2008 that said, oh, I wish I came in here, you know, 2 years ago. Because
yeah,
that was such a devastating time. We just almost went through the same thing in 2020, except it came roaring back
quick,
really
very
quickly.
Quick, but yeah.
It was almost like a warning, you know, hey, here's a here's a second chance to maybe get things where they should have been if you felt that roller coaster and you didn't like it.
Well, absolutely. And that's what goes back to, you know, having a plan to reduce your risk kind of on the checklist. I mean, there was a great article, you know, by Seeking Alpha that kind of really summarized it well by just saying the blind side. You know, we talk about football a lot about protecting the blind side. And that's what diversification is. I mean, when you have a plan in place, then you have, you know, you have your emergency funds established and you have your funds that are established for income, you know, whether it's bonds or annuities or dividend paying stocks or REITs or whatever that may be. And then you sort of have your stocks, which are more for growth and more for long term, you know, and that's what's doing building sort of true diversification, is because not only are you bringing all the different tools to bear and you have a nice balanced portfolio, but also you're protecting yourself against the downside. It's like, yeah, it'd be great if you earned 10% every single year, but no. It's really to make sure that when the pain comes, when those March 2020s hit or October of 2009 hits, right, and they'll hit again, that you are protecting yourself against the downside and you're just limiting that risk, protecting yourself against the blind side.
I love that analogy, Matt, the blind side, because when you get into retirement, and Keith, you know, you're just putting your head down, grinding, you know, working and just building your assets. You're not really, you're just working on getting to that point. But this blind side occurs, and all of a sudden it can blindside you like it did to folks in March and back in 2008. But that's what we always say at SHP Financial. People, we're not trying to double the S&P 500 or beat the S&P. It's really, we're private wealth management, and our philosophy is really making sure we don't take that big hit, right? And it's absolutely okay to give up some of the upside, because having that down, not hitting all the home runs, hitting a couple singles and doubles in retirement, maybe a triple here and there, is a lot more easy to go through than trying to hit a home run and then striking out.
And that's just it. It's like managing that risk for that client, especially during these times. It's been a little bit easier conversation with most of our clients because we have them positioned exactly like correct, you said. You know what I mean? And I think what we do well is we're able to, you know, with technology and things like that, define the amount of risk a client is taking. So then they understand, you know, if I'm, you know, in this allocation here, I have this potential upside, but also this potential downside. Are you comfortable with that, or do we need to make adjustments? And I think that's a good way that, you know, to define risk.
Yeah, I think that's it. If you don't, just give us a call if you haven't done a risk analysis. I mean, it's so important. I'm just throwing a number out now so you can just call for that, because if you don't know where you stand now and you're close to retirement, you have to know this number. 508-952-6316. And Matt, you said, we had talked earlier about having a plan to number five, having a plan to maximize Social Security. What does that mean?
Absolutely. So remember, Social Security, according to Forbes, is basically functions almost like a $1.5 million annuity, right? So think about it. Everyone that's listening right now, when you come into the office, when you come into whether it's Plymouth or Woburn or Hyannis, it's almost like you're coming in there and you qualify for Social Security. You know, you now have a $1.5 million annuity.
Yeah, because that's what it would generate for income.
Right, and so now you have all these different claiming strategies, and you have all these different impacts of what's going to mean to me, my spouse, working, taxes, things along those lines. So the first thing we say about, you know, again, that checklist is that you have to have a plan to maximize your Social Security benefits. You know, you have to squeeze every last penny out of Social Security, because, you know, think of it as the fact that once you claim, you can't go back from that
right,
decision.
Yep.
So you absolutely need to make sure there's a system, a plan in place to explore all of your different options and find out what the best plan for you is when to take Social Security.
Most of us fork over 6.2% of our paycheck for Social Security taxes. And you may not realize it, but the employer chips in another 6.2. So the tax on it's about 14.4%. And if you're self-employed, you contribute the whole 14.4% yourself. So it's up to you to make sure you get every last penny, right, Keith?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's over 2,700 different ways to take Social Security.
Oh, that's easy, right? Yeah, that doesn't sound complicated at all.
There's no strategic planning that should go into Social Security at all if there's over 2,700 different options. But, you know, two that we hear frequently are, hey, let's delay. Well, that could erode some of your portfolio. Or let's take it early. Well, that, you know, gives you less of a benefit long term. So there is some strategic planning that needs to go into Social Security.
Well, that's the thing. And don't forget, guys, again, according to Bloomberg, 96% of hardworking Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security benefits. $111,000.
Have you made an average or above average income throughout your career? If so, the traditional rules for filing for Social Security might not apply to you. You may think that delaying your benefits for as long as possible will yield you more income. And over from a dollar standpoint, it does. But I could also show you 100 examples why following this particular strategy could end up costing you money in your portfolio over the long run. Why? Because you're not considering the significant impact filing for Social Security could have on your taxes, Medicare premiums, required minimum distributions, and other benefits. Learn how you can get more income from Social Security with our free customized Social Security analysis. This free analysis will show you the exact timing that could help you get more income from Social Security, how you could avoid triggering higher taxes and Medicare premiums, how this decision impacts your required minimum distributions, plus if you're eligible for other benefits. The strategies we used are best suited for folks who have saved more than $250,000. So if you have not, I'll say to make sure I want to make that clear, if you have not filed for Social Security, call right now. We're going to give away a free analysis for a certain amount of folks by calling 508-952-6316. I think we're taking about 10, 11 appointments this in the next 2 weeks or so. So call right now to get your free complimentary Social Security analysis at 508-952-6316. What you can learn in this analysis could help you avoid the biggest mistakes that cost 96% of Americans an average of $111,000. To get this free analysis, call 508-952-6316. According to The Motley Fool, the average worker who lives until age 90 or beyond could spend around $500,000. That's right, $500,000 on healthcare costs over the course of retirement. We'll share how you could defend yourself from this when we come back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855. Or visit CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit them online at SHPFinancial.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
If you're wondering how recent events will change the way you need to plan for retirement, you're not alone. It doesn't have to be complicated. In the end, all you need to know is that your money is secure, it can grow, and that you'll have enough income to support your lifestyle later in life. So, why not join SHP Financial for a complimentary educational dinner at Strega Prime in Woburn on August 11th or 13th at 6 p.m. Events will have limited seating, as SHP is following and enforcing all sanitation and social distancing guidelines. Call 800-227-7777 or go to shpworkshops.com to register now. This is a chance to get your retirement questions answered and learn how SHP Financial's five-step retirement roadmap process can help you live out the retirement of your dreams. Don't miss SHP Financial at Strega Prime in Woburn on August 11th or 13th. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
The last thing you want or need when you're retired is a financial surprise, but unfortunately, it happens all the time. Maybe you're blindsided by a medical issue, or you underestimated the impact of taxes and what they could have on your retirement. And by the time you figure it out, sometimes the damage is done. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show with SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And today we're giving you the ultimate 10-point retirement checklist from decades of working here with SHP and the three of us partnering and starting the company back in 2003. Coming up in this segment, how to defend yourself against the skyrocketing costs of healthcare and long-term care, plus why having multiple sources of income could literally save your retirement. And Matt, Keith, we always talk about the SHP, you know, people always ask us, hey, you know, and I get this question, I understand the question, but hey, you know, what makes you different than this person or that person that we hear on the radio or we go to their workshop or whatever, or the big box firms, the big, you know, companies that you hear about. And the main thing is I think unless you have like $50 million, many folks listening right now don't get the services that we provide with our roadmap. And so we try to provide for folks that have maybe somewhere from $250,000 to maybe $10-12 million. That's kind of like our normal range. We want to provide five key plans: income, investments, taxes, legacy, and what we're talking about now is healthcare. And if you could have the best financial, you can have the best stocks in the world and the best portfolio, but if you don't have a plan to handle all these other areas of retirement, Keith, you're completely missing the boat.
And that's just it. And when you look at healthcare, just a couple bullet points to think about there. You know, most retirees are worried about the rising costs of prescription drugs, because as you get older, obviously, you know, your health isn't typically as good as when you're in your 20s, 30s, and 40s. So definitely something to think about there and monitor. But I think the real big issue, and what I get asked the most, I'm sure the same as the two of you, is chronic care, you know, long-term care, the cost of that. But just to kind of give some statistics, Motley Fool expects, or, you know, if people live beyond the age of 90, they can expect to spend about $500,000 in random, cumulative healthcare costs. Now, we look at studies from Fidelity in the past, we've mentioned on the show, and they were talking 230, 240, 250. You know, that's since doubled. I think that's taking into account the fact of long-term care as well. But that's an astronomical number when you look at it.
Well, and just goes to show that it has to be budgeted for. And Derek, as you were saying, it has to be part of the plan. I mean, a couple things just to share, guys. I mean, number one is about kind of bring up a point that Derek was making about how kind of it's part of our process. I mean, I thought Joe Anderson did a great job, on our webinar.
That was great.
We have it on our website now, and it's specifically about Medicare. And myself, I spent about an hour with a client recently because he's aging on and his wife is still working, but she's working for a town. So he wasn't sure if that was credible coverage and he didn't want to avoid getting penalties and things like that. But, you know, here we are spending our time making sure that our clients understand how the systems work. And I think that's, you know, kind of, again, because it's so much money, you know, Keith, as you were saying, there's so much money at stake in how we're going to pay for this and what's our plan. And then also, secondly, is in regards to insurance. You know, we're working with another client that has a very, you know, we sort of inherited like this large insurance policy, mm-hmm. right? Yep. So now, you know, myself and a member of the team, we're digging into this insurance policy to find out if this is a good fit for our current client, because does it have things like long-term care? I mean, it was a life insurance that she sort of had, and she's been funding it, you know, with another advisor a couple years ago. And so now we're looking at this insurance and we're just saying, all right, is this actually what your goal is? I mean, yes, it has life insurance, but did you know that modern life insurance policies have long-term care built into it?
Yeah.
So main point is that we're looking at this and spending a lot of time on it, because I don't think a lot of firms are.
And between healthcare costs from long-term care and also, like you said, Medicare A, Medicare B, prescription drug plan, Medicare supplements, mm-hmm. These are all big expenses that you have to plan for. And Matt, you made a great point that one of our advisors here at SHP, Joe Anderson, you know, not a lot of financial planning firms spend time on Medicare, but I feel like if you're dealing with a client that's going to retire and go through Medicare, we want to make sure that you're equipped and informed. And so if you're looking at Medicare, or you're getting close to that age, go to our website. It's shpfinancial.com. And you can, I forget what it's on, it's, you know, I should probably know this right now, but Matt just brought it up, you know, randomly. So I think it's, but make sure you go there. And it's under probably like webinars or videos, you'll find it. But it's a whole education on Medicare. It's really good to get you jump started, you know, to learn all the ins and outs about that. And so it's important, bullet point number 6 here of the 10-point checklist. Have a plan for healthcare and long-term care that goes beyond Medicare. Number 7. This might be the mecca of all of them, right?
I was going to say this is ground that we feel very comfortable on.
This is like have a diversified income plan. And I mean, we've talked about it on the show for years and years. But Keith, having that plan for, you know, when you retire, that's it. You get one shot at it. And you want to make sure you do it right. And one of the things you want to make sure is that the income that you have coming in covers your expenses with inflation for the rest of your life.
And that's, you know, the main question we get asked, right, is can I retire? When can I retire? Do I have enough? And
are we going to be okay?
Are we going to be okay? You know, Market Watch and Allianz did a study recently. And they asked retirees, 60% of the people that came back, or 6 out of 10 that were asked, came back. They said their biggest fear is running out of money while they're alive. So, you know, what we believe in is you need money allocated properly, depending on your risk tolerance, to get you through retirement. I have a client that was a referral that came in a few weeks back. And, you know, he was sitting with one of my other clients, and the client couldn't believe they hadn't put together a plan.
Yeah, it's like you're getting ready to retire. You have how much did he have saved?
He had about $3.5 million.
So imagine $3.5 million saved, and his friend saying, "What's your plan?" The guy says, oh, "Right, my advisor just said I have a bunch of stocks and bonds, and that's it."
And he's about to step out into the retirement world in about 6 to 8 months, and he's like, "You know, his wife is, you know, do we have enough money to support our lifestyle, and do we have enough money to do the things that we want to do throughout our retirement years?" So what we did is we had them come in, sit with us. And we built them. The first thing that we typically will do with clients is build that written income plan.
It's like a house, like that foundation. Get that foundation in the ground.
Exactly.
That's your sturdy foundation for the house. It's just like a retirement, same thing.
Where are we pulling money from? Why are we pulling it from there? And then also making sure the plan is able to be, you know, malleable, meaning can it be changed along the way? Because, you know, whatever buckets we're pulling from now, we might not want to pull from them if there's a law change or if there's a tax change or something along those lines. So we believe that you need money for safety, his emergency accounts. We created an emergency account for him and his wife, enough to keep on the sidelines that they felt comfortable with, enough in their income bucket to go along with their 2 Social Security checks, like you said, Derek, to provide that foundational income to get them through their retirement years, to protect them against inflation, to make sure that we're protecting their lifestyle.
Yep.
Now, the rest of the money went into their growth bucket. Now, with that growth bucket, you can be as risky as you want, or you can be as conservative as you want. But what we've done by having that safety and income bucket in place is we've provided time for that money to do what the money needs to do, because it's going to be invested, right?
Yeah.
So we believe that you need money, safety, income, growth. And that's really what we designed for him. He needed about $200,000 a year net income to get through his retirement years. And we were able to build him a plan to do that.
Well, and that's what I think you have to start with. I mean, the whole idea of, you know, it's a whole new ball game, as we say. I mean, during the accumulation phase, you know, you're working, you're saving, you're doing as much as you can, right? But the distribution phase is basically what retirement is, right? I mean, now everything you've saved now has to be your paycheck.
Correct.
And you need to have a plan for that. You cannot just be like, all right, I'll just pull from this account this year.
Call me when you need it.
call me when you need it.
Whether you saved $500,000, $5 million, or $10 million, or whether you need $80,000 a year or $200,000 a year to live, it's all the same. You need a plan. Retiring successfully has never been easy. But the significant financial impact that the pandemic could have on your nest egg could make it even more challenging. Will the trillions of dollars in government stimulus trigger higher taxes and leave you with a fraction of your savings? Are your Social Security benefits now in danger with everything they're talking about going forward? We've read all different articles about the potential of Social Security being in trouble down the road. What does that look like? And how will you generate income with interest rates next to 0% and forecasting staying there for the next few years? If you have questions about your IRA, 401k pension, or other tax-deferred accounts, or if you have questions about taxes, RMDs, Social Security, generating income, Medicare, whatever it is, we're here to help. This is all part of the SHP Retirement Roadmap that looks at income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy, all under one plan for you. That's the main thing that makes SHP different, is we look at all those areas within one big plan for you to get you to and through retirement. So if there's something that causing you to lose sleep at night, sometimes that can be offered in a simple phone call. So if you have a question, just give us a call. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree, and we have Zoom meeting and virtual meetings available. We're only available, like I mentioned earlier, we have about 10 to 12 appointments available for the next couple weeks. So call right now to schedule an appointment. When we do, we'll get you a copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, sent out to you right before our meeting. The number to book this visit is 508-952-6316. Like I said, sometimes it's just a simple call, simple question to get things set up for you for retirement. 508-952-6316. Coming up next, why inflation is regarded as a silent killer of your retirement and what you can do to protect yourself.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. To say the stock market has been like a roller coaster lately is an understatement. And if you feel like you've dodged a bullet now that the market is on an upswing, think again. SHP Financial is in business for times like these, and especially for those nearing or in retirement. We help our clients reduce their risk from market declines by focusing on asset protection, steady income, and ultimately their quality of life. So if you feel more confident about a substantial decline in the market than you do about your own retirement plan, call us at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777 for your complimentary retirement roadmap review, or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. Our goal is to find solutions that help our clients to retire with confidence.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So before you can entertain retiring, there's a series of questions that you really should get an answer to help ensure that you don't overlook or underestimate a critical issue. Because if you don't get ahead of these issues, sometimes it can be too late to do anything once you're in retirement, and that's when things get expensive. So welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck here at SHP Financial. And today we're giving you the ultimate 10-point retirement checklist from our years since 2003 when we started the firm at SHP Financial. Coming up on our final segment, second to last segment, how to fight old man inflation, reduce or eliminate unnecessary investment fees, plus how to avoid making Uncle Sam the biggest beneficiary of your estate. So Matt, we're building an income plan. Mm-hmm. Client comes in, they need $100,000 a year.
Yep.
When we're building that in, do we say, all right, when in 10 years from now, when you're 72 or 75, you still need $100,000 a year? No.
No, that doesn't work. It's funny, and I love how you said the old man inflation, because I think all of us fight old man disease, which is like, you know, back in my day, you know, a gallon of milk only cost a nickel, you know?
Walk through the snow and all the stories of my parents, you know, back in the day. Now these are our stories, right?
Right, that's the thing. It's just change, same as change happens with, you know, modern times with everything, but change is also happening in dollars. I mean, think about inflation. Right, where even if it's 1, 2, or even 3%, doesn't really sound like much that per year. But if you add that up over 20 years, I mean, we're talking 30%, 40%, 50% of, you know, of your money that you need more of. So that same 100,000 in, you know, 20-30 years, you would need 150,000.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, it just adds up because it compounds year over year. And I think this is so. Well, two things. Number one, that's why it's an issue. I mean, you need to make sure that, you know, like the balance of the portfolios that you have are certainly, you know, outpacing and being on top of inflation, that you're earning more than inflation, you're staying ahead of inflation, because again, those numbers really add up. But this was always a concern, but now it's even more of a concern. You know, with the trillions of dollars that were passed in regards to, you know, fighting COVID, I mean, there's a lot of money running around. And so, yeah, recessions, and we're going to be kind of slow for a little bit, but eventually things might tick up. So this 2-3% might be a lot more if, you know, I mean, some of these articles, I mean, Economist was warning of it, Wall Street Journal was warning of it. I mean, it is something that could happen, maybe not tomorrow, but in the future. So you always have to have it in your plan, but now so even more.
And when you combine inflation, your money goes up, you need more, and taxes, you get less out of that money. It's
yeah,
a big battle
that.
To fight. That's why you want to make sure you have a plan for that. Number nine on the checklist, have a plan to lower investment fees and expenses. And it's pretty simple, but when we take on a new client, before we do, if someone comes in for a meeting, we analyze their portfolio to see what they're paying. And just in the last couple of weeks, I've been working with a couple, great people. Luckily, they've been working hard, saved about $5.5 million. About three and a half million was with one particular firm. And we analyzed their portfolio, went through all their everything we're doing like we always do with a client during our roadmap process. And we found that on that $3.5 million, their advisory fee wasn't bad. It was around 1%, maybe a little bit higher than it should have been at that asset level. But then they had all these other fund costs, mutual fund costs. And so the total fee on roughly $3.5 million was about $60,000 per year that they were paying. And again, the one thing I told them is, number one, at your asset level, I said, meeting us, coming to SHP is not gonna change your life. You'd still be okay if you didn't meet us, but they also wanna be good stewards of their money. And just because they saved a lot doesn't mean they wanna spend extra that they don't want to, right?
Right.
So the cool part with them and working with them is that, and this happens a lot, is like, not only can we save you X amount of dollars, but also the advisor that they had was not really proactive, not really reaching out, mm-hmm. not doing more than just having a pile of investments. So it's like, this is a great win-win scenario because you can save money and we can have it built in, we can build you a whole plan as opposed to just having a portfolio. So that's a win-win situation. Keith, as we wrap up this segment, the 10th bullet point that we've always been a big proponent of this, and you've always brought it up to many of your clients going back many, many years, having an estate plan.
Yeah, it's so important to have an estate plan. Also to revisit beneficiary designations on accounts. This is so important now that the Secure Act has passed towards the end of last year.
Yes.
And it has a significant potential tax impact on your loved ones. You know, so you really have to make sure, and you have to define how you want your money to be passed on. Do you want it to be passed on to kids? Do you want it to be passed on to charities? We usually recommend, most folks come in and we can review their estate plan with an attorney with them. But, you know, most folks think, hey, look, I have a will, I'm okay. Or I have a trust that I did, 8 to 10 years ago. No, a lot has happened in that period of time. So it's so important to continually update and be on top of these new law changes, especially with your pre-tax accounts.
Like you said, Keith, two things. The Secure Act came into play, and that meant that instead of if you're leaving an IRA behind, the children used to be able to take it out over their lifetime.
Stretch it.
Now it has to be out over 10 years. So that's another tax planning strategy or estate planning strategy. And in the great state of Massachusetts, we have $1 million threshold that once you clear that with properties, life insurance, estates, assets, mm-hmm. once you're over that level, it becomes a taxable estate. And certain trusts can actually add value to reducing taxes in retirement. So again, when it comes to planning, all these things have to be taken into consideration. And a lot of folks that listen to this show that come into the first time have just a portfolio, but not a plan. So we don't see one opportunity for you with all the volatility going on in the market and the economy. We actually see multiple opportunities. We see opportunities that could save you potentially a fortune in taxes when you retire, and all those tax strategies we mentioned earlier. We see opportunities to update and rebalance your investments that could improve your returns and minimize risk. We see opportunities that could reduce your investment fees, investment expenses that occur with many portfolios that we analyze, and a lot more. Learn how you can protect and grow your 401k and IRA with our free IRA and 401k analysis. This is a big part of the SHP Retirement Roadmap to analyze your IRA and 401k for fees, for risk, for tax liabilities, right? And you might expect to pay hundreds of dollars for this analysis, but we'll cover 100% of the cost. And for the first 10 callers, we're also gonna get you a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, ahead of our visit. This visit can be done over the phone, video conference, or in person at one of our offices in Plymouth, Woburn, Westboro, Hyannis, or Braintree. So if you've saved more than $250,000, call right now to schedule your free analysis at 508-952-6316. Don't waste the opportunities with all the market volatility that's occurring with your 401k and IRA. To schedule an analysis, call now 508-952-6316. 508-952-6316. Again, that's 508-952-6316. Make sure you stay tuned for our retirement roadmap recap, where myself, Keith, and Matt are going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Everyone, except your retirement plan, seems to be getting a bailout. And every market drop only heightens your awareness of just how vulnerable you might be. There are no second chances at retirement, and what's taken you a lifetime to accumulate seems to be disappearing almost overnight. If you're ready to take back control, then start today by watching SHP Financial's complimentary webinar to learn what's happening, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Register online at shpworkshops.com and watch it right now. There are strategies you can put in place to help protect yourself from market volatility and to help protect your retirement income from market losses. Call SHP Financial for a complimentary phone or virtual meeting at 800-227-7777 or check out a webinar online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this week's show is called The Ultimate 10-Point Retirement Checklist. And we went through so many different areas of retirement planning that we want to make sure if you missed it, you can re-listen again on our podcast. We put these shows on our podcast. So however you listen to your podcast, just go there, type in SHP Financial, and you'll find it right there. Or you can find these past shows on our website at shpfinancial.com. So out of all the things we talked about, Matt, which was we get into so many different areas of
absolutely,
retirement,
right.
The top 10 things, what was your big takeaway today?
So I'm going to go back to the Social Security about the idea of maximizing that one selection. You know, as I said, according to Forbes, it's, you know, everyone's walking around with about a $1.5 million annuity there, and you better sort of pick the right one. And I think one of the more enjoyable things about the roadmap system, about our financial planning platform, is to be able to sit down with clients and say, okay, what if this? What if you took it at 62? What if you took it at 67? What if you took it at 70? What if you passed away, you know, at certain times? And really take a look at this one decision from all these different angles.
Correct.
So that, you know, all of our clients are then in turn are maximizing Social Security. They're maximizing that decision. And I really highlight that because of the fact that, you know, it's really symbolic of just having a plan, you know, having someone to work with so that you're making the most well-informed decision you possibly can with numbers and just something to back it up as well.
And I think sometimes people make the mistake of looking at Social Security and saying, okay, here's the exact break-even point because this is how much I get and here's my age. But you have to look at it within your whole plan. Like, what effect does taking it late have on you having to draw on other assets? You know, what's your life expectancy? What's your
absolutely.
Health? So there's so much has to come into play than just, hey, just running math on Social Security. It has to be looked at within an overall plan. Keith, what was your big takeaway?
And to add on to Social Security, you know, I think having an income plan or a written income plan in general is so important. You know, Allianz did that study we talked about earlier. 6 out of 10 people getting ready to retire fear potentially running out of money, or they want to know that they're going to make it. And I think having a written income plan, knowing where you're going to take your money from month after month, creating that steady paycheck provides people, you know, protection of their lifestyle, but also provides them confidence to enjoy their retirement, confidence to spend in retirement. You know, so many times you see folks that, you know, have been retired for a little while, they come in and they haven't been living, and they tell you that, I haven't, you know, really been living the retirement I want to live yet. Well, why is that? Well, I just didn't know I could, or, you know, I don't have a plan in place to show me that I can. And I think it's all comes back to that income. Why could you do it when you were working? Because you had income.
Yeah.
right? You could spend because you knew that next check was coming behind it. It's the same thing in retirement.
I think that's the most satisfying thing about our job and our as being owners here of SHP Financial since 2003. I love seeing clients come back when they are living their full retirement. They are buying that RV or taking that trip or doing something with their grandkids. I love seeing those memories being created. And because the main thing folks want to know is, am I going to be okay? Am I going to get to retirement? Am I going to be okay? Are we going to be okay? I don't want to have to go back to work, right? And so to help put that plan together, we've developed the SHP Retirement Roadmap process, right? And it's very different because it looks at five key plans: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy, all under one roadmap, one holistic plan. And one of the things we talked about on today's show is these checklists, right? Well, we've actually created, if you're near or in retirement, we've created a checklist challenge that has a lot more than the 10 we talked about today. But it's a checklist challenge that I really think you should take as almost like a quiz, because it comes up, you have a point system, and we will send this challenge out to you if you want. And you can take this challenge and see where you stand and what areas do you have planned for in retirement, and what are some blind sides that you didn't really think about that we should probably take care of. And so, like we said earlier in the show, we have about 10 to 12 visits available over the next 2 weeks. You can come into one of our offices, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree, or we can do a Zoom or a phone call to start as well. When you schedule that visit, we're going to send you a copy of our book, as well as the retirement checklist challenge here that we've created at SHP Financial. So if you're getting ready to retire or close to or 5 to 10 years away and you're serious about it, make sure you take this challenge to see where you stand. The number to do so, to call, to book our visit and get this challenge is 508-952-6316. Again, 508-952-6316. Thank you so much for your support. We'll talk to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you as always by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.